I spent 10 years serving in B Squadron. I'm probably best known for my escape during the first Gulf conflict, where I had to walk over 200 miles without any food and very little water. It was the longest escape and evasion in military history, as well as SES history. But I never thought about that when I was on the run. When I was, you know, at near point death or knocking on the door to it, I never thought, oh, I've made history. I was just like, get me out of here. When I came back, I started writing doctrine for the regiment, and we changed all the SOPs. So the procedures were changed so you wouldn't have a young soldier ever walking through the desert over 8 days. They would be picked up straight away.
And you were actually awarded the military medal for that?
Yes, I was. But, you know, when I joined the regiment, it wasn't to win shiny badges. That's the first thing. My brother has a great saying for medals. You know, they shine brightly, but they cast long and dark shadows. So although, you know, it was an award, I wasn't doing it to get an award. The reward for me was serving in the SAS and serving for my country.
Remembrance Day is not far away. Who or what do you think about during the 2 minute silence?
Well, there's one guy in particular, young lad called Bob Consiglio, and he was in my patrol during the Gulf War, and he sacrificed his life to save four other members of the patrol. It was confirmed independently by the two groups, the two pairs of guys, and Bob had actually gone to ground and started engaging the enemy for over 40 minutes, so there was enough time for the other guys to escape. And then sadly, he was shot and killed. He's always in the back of my mind. Mm-hmm. The other guy, Vince Phillips, I lay with him as he was dying of hypothermia. So, and then again, during my time in the SES, there was 18 guys killed during that 10 years. Mm-hmm. And I always pop into the regimental plot in Hereford and just have a look. And it's just, you know, what's strange is I'm in my 50s now and I look at the graves and, you know, they're 20, in their 20s, in their 30s, and it's just always a strange feeling.